Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
Praised be Jesus and Mary. In today's Gospel, we see the depth of Mary Magdalene's love is without limit as she anoints our Lord's feet with this very expensive perfume. Its worth would have been over a year's salary for many people. And we also see the heart of Judas, who was chosen by Jesus to be present at countless miracles and moving scenes, just as the one that we read. And all he can think of about is money, using religion as a cloak for his covetousness. And people are still using the same objection today, 2,000 years later. Remember all the grief that Mother Angelica received for building a beautiful temple to God. And if a priest would spend even an eighth of a modest year's salary on a chalice, he would be chastised by certain individuals. Then you have the chief priests and the Pharisees who want to kill Lazarus. Jesus raises a man from the dead, and all they can think of is how this may affect their position, the status quo. You know, where are their hearts? But it's quite easy to point fingers at Judas and the Pharisees, our neighbors and our co-workers. And the real question is, where are our hearts? Did you ever notice that when you start pointing fingers at people, that you have three pointing back at you? And if we want to start reading people's hearts, let's begin with our own. You know, we can accuse ourselves. For example, you know, why am I so lazy? You know, and what's the big deal about observing the rule perfectly, or the constitutions, or the tracia? Why is it so difficult to avoid this habitual sin or that particular fault? So why should we be concerned about the sins of others? The next time we're tempted to gossip, let's begin with ourselves. So what's the true position of my heart in front of Jesus Christ? Is it the thankfulness of Mary Magdalene for the great mercy that we received? Is it the selfishness of Judas, the priest and Pharisees? If it is, we ask forgiveness and mercy, and we find ourselves in Holy Week, and we're called to be holy as God is holy, as Jesus is holy. So let us spend this time at our own expense, a great expense. Let us pour ourselves out as a fragrant perfume for Jesus by our prayers and our sacrifices. Thank you.